Listener warning, everything about this podcast is offensive and often stupid. In the basement of the glorious G2B Tower, it's Guys, Kids, and Bear!
Yo!
And we...
What the hell?
For those of you who are watching this later on...
There was a time delay.
Just a bit.
Yeah, there must be a time delay. For those of you who are watching this in the future, which is going to be most of you, a game released today that has basically caused us to split forces.
Yes.
And that would be, Travis?
The division question mark?
Yeah, the division. Yeah, my kid's playing it in the next room.
It's actually created a division here.
Yeah, there is a division.
Half of our team is here. Half of our team is here in the beautiful G2B Towers. The other half is in Travis's spacious palatial apartment, setting up and doing a little local gaming.
The Milwaukee chapter.
Yes, the Milwaukee chapter.
Yep, and how is it?
It's on a farm. I've played it probably about 12 hours already.
Oh, God.
Damn.
And since it released at midnight, I mean, I've looked at it for two because he hasn't stopped playing it to even say hi. Hey, I barely opened the door.
I did. I didn't barely open the door because I didn't know you were inside, Larry. That's besides the point.
Hey, let me in.
Okay.
Now, so, there was a dog barking. I didn't hear Larry knocking.
We're going to be showing some of the gameplay from that in a little bit, but before we do that, we are going to actually start out with a show beer. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. You're way over there. Oh.
Well, I was drinking blueberry apple hard cider, so y'all motherfuckers.
We have New Glarus Indigenous.
Oh, that's really boring.
New Glarus Drink Indigenous, which is their winter brew, an Ode Brun. Their guy...
Winter? It was 60 degrees today.
Yeah, well, they just finished brewing it.
Degrees.
Welcome to Wisconsin.
It is supposed to be tart and sweet with some toffee overtones. Let's find out.
You can't even choose a good show beer without us.
Ooh, I don't know. That's not bad. You know, it does have a toffee-ish taste to it.
That's weird.
That is kind of weird. So, it's made with all Wisconsin German-style barley, English-style barley, or I'm sorry, German malt and a English malt, which are Wisconsin-made.
It tastes way less syrupy than last week's.
Yeah, it's not overly sweet. It's a really tart beer, actually.
To be fair, last week we drank soda. Hard soda.
It's a malt beverage. This is pretty good, actually.
Yeah, you know what? I have to give it a thumbs up.
The toffee background taste, though, is a bit odd, actually.
It is odd, but it's good. It's
No, it's not bad.
I think next to the candy that we were drinking last week,
anything would have been good. Yeah. No, it's a drinkable beer. I think it'd be another good summer brew, though. I don't think, of course, today being the fact it is, like you said, 65, 70 degrees outside, it is damn near summer, so.
Yeah, hey, pretty nice.
Who I'm okay with that.
My face on there. Has that been there the whole time?
Yeah, it has. Did you notice that?
No.
Oh, all right. Well, thumbs up?
Yeah, thumbs up.
Thumbs up on this one, guys.
What do you guys think?
Oh, that's right.
It's delicious!
All right. So, what is our actual first topic tonight?
Okay, well, our first topic is games we're looking forward to in the next year. I thought I'd do something kind of easy, you know, since we've got all sorts of things we're looking to do.
And since those guys are all distracted playing Division.
Yeah.
We're not playing right now. Took a break. Matt's playing.
I am playing.
See, somebody is still playing the game.
I was playing Tapper.
He was playing Tapper.
Oh.
Which is good and fitting for you.
All right, so.
What do I do?
Well, let's go ahead and let's start with Travis, because he's not playing Division anymore. What are you looking forward to?
Honestly, there's and I'd say about 5 or 6 years ago, I could tell you a game like, man, this next year I'm really looking forward to X game, you know? But I've learned that I've been disappointed if I really look forward to something more often than not. So I try not to follow those ahead of time. So really, over the next year, I'm just really overall looking to expand my collection and get some more awesome crap for it. So I really don't think there's anything specific. Like, I don't know, there's not often you get a game you're like, oh my god, like this defines a generation, or like I have to get this day one, or, and like even The Division, I love it, I've been playing a crap ton, but it's like, I don't know, it's something I was looking forward to, but there's not often I come across that anymore. Maybe I'm just getting kind of old and cynical about games, but.
Well, you talk about it upping your collection. What new goodie did you get today that I know you got today for your collection?
I bought off of Craigslist in LA a Sony PBM2530, which is a 25-inch broadcast quality monitor that has like direct RGB input, so it's great for plugging in your old retro consoles and getting a great picture quality out of it. Unfortunately, it was in LA and we live in Wisconsin, so that required shipping fees that weighs 116 pounds. So it was pretty expensive to ship, and I had to pay for it as well. But it is here, and I'm very excited. It's gonna have a good home for sure. So I'm a sucker for quality displays. I think that's probably like something weird that I collect that not a whole lot of other people do.
But it can make such a difference in gaming in general and retro gaming specifically.
Yeah. For sure.
It can also make a big difference on your sciatic nerve.
Yeah. Just wait till you have to move that. You'll find out how bad it can be for your back. All right. So no particular
game. Is that the nerve that you need Viagra for?
No.
Not that nerve.
Not that one.
Nerve. Yeah.
Different nerve. Different nerve. All right, Matt. How about you? What are you looking forward to? Wow.
Matt's playing The Division. He's
out. I am playing The Division, so I'm only in to make jokes about dicks.
All right, sounds good. As long as you take care of the dick jokes for the rest of the show.
Could you tell us a dick joke, please?
No, I'm not. He's not even doing that. All right, Larry.
Get a good dick joke in. Come on.
No. Larry, what are you looking forward to?
Well, here's going to be the thing. I'm looking forward to pausing this game
and actually paying attention to the show we're recording.
Okay, so I know that you guys, when you thought of this topic, were video games, and I don't really have a look forward to video game wise.
I don't think you said video games,
but I'm really looking forward to Henchmen coming, and it's a Kickstarter that I've supported. We found it when we were in Boston.
Yeah, this was like a couple years ago, right?
Yes, but it's almost done.
Yeah, this is like a couple years ago. They had really good artwork.
2 years ago.
Yeah, and it's supposed to ship this month.
I know. I keep getting the notifications.
Yes, so I'm super excited to actually get a hold of the game and actually start to play it. You know, it's when your Kickstarts come in, you know, I mean, it's like you support them and wait, so it's like, yeah, now it's finally coming. So I'm really excited for this Henchman to come in. I hope it's as good as the makers made it sound when we interviewed them.
If you remember, the overall play was pretty good, even on their beta version of it. I mean, the concept was good. The whole thing about you're a henchman, you have to pick out your evil person you serve, and you help build the evil lair with all the traps and, you know, trappings of an evil lair. They did a great job on the overall concept.
Yeah, and I'm hoping it takes off and maybe, other people get excited about it, not just people that back the Kickstart, you know?
Well, I definitely think we'll have to do a Let's Play on that one.
Does anybody remember the old PC game? I think it was called Evil Genius, the RTS, where you were like an evil crime lord and you had to like hire your henchmen and build a secret lair?
No, I don't remember that.
But that sounds
good. It sounds really familiar.
Let me just double check to make sure that's the name of it. But it was really good. It kind of came out around the same time like Beyond Light and Dark and stuff, too.
Yeah.
So it was like early 2000s. But yeah, it's a PC game, and it was like this kind of RTS where you had to like manage your lair and like build stuff to keep these heroes out or whatever. It was really cool.
Hmm.
And I will throw this in while Travis is looking that up. I will throw this in.
Yeah, I'm intrigued by, not super excited by. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, it's called Evil Genius, The World Domination Simulation by Sierra.
Wow.
It was really good. It was really good.
I thought there was a remake
like,
of that.
Going back and taking a look at it.
Yeah, no, I had not heard of that one at all.
Hmm.
All right, Rob, how about you?
I was pretty excited. I mean, I'm intrigued by the new Doom. You know, I see that there's going to be a new Doom version. And
okay, well, hang tight on that. Rob, what game are you looking forward to?
He stole it now.
Larry sort of stole your thunder, didn't he?
He did.
Totally stole my thunder. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the new Doom. In fact, believe it or not, I just finished. I guess you guys can probably believe that. But I just finished Doom 3. I mean, just like within the last month. I finished it. I did it on the NVIDIA Shield, by the way.
Oh, really?
That's old one.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, this is pretty cool. And, played the heck out of it. It's quite good. I enjoyed it. I've heard criticism of Doom 3, but I thought it was pretty damn solid. It was a good evolution of the game. Doom 4 looks like it or Doom. It's going to be a remake.
It's
a reboot.
Right.
It looks a lot like it's going to be a very original Doom-like game. Lots of monsters, lots of killing, really super bloody, which generally is not my thing, but for some reason, Doom just does it so over the top that I love that. I mean, it's going to be crazy. Dude, you're ripping people's hearts out. I mean, it's just crazy. Well, monsters' hearts. I mean, let's not, you're not like running up to children and, you're not, yeah.
Demons.
Yeah.
Deserve everything.
Right, it's not that bad. Demons deserve to have their hearts ripped out. The other one,
Your dick.
More?
Yes, you can rip off a penis, Matt. There's his dick joke.
Wow, that was your dick joke, Matt? That's the best you could come up with after all this time?
No. To be fair, we were just talking about Doom. I came up with that pretty quick.
Okay, all right, we'll give you that one.
Another game
that's what she said.
Wait, that she's going to rip your dick off? If she said that, you might want to date somebody else.
Well, yeah, I really important into that.
Matt's into that kind of thing. A little bit of leather, some whips.
Yeah. The threat of having your beard.
It's also Women's Day. I thought it was Women's Month.
I don't know if they have a Women's Month.
I think it's this one.
No, it's women. It's International Women's Day.
See, Larry,
that's it. Just the one day.
Just the one day. That's all they get.
Tomorrow, it's back to the males.
Oh, the other 364 days a year.
10-foot pole.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the harsh reality, unfortunately.
All right.
That was painful. The other one I'm thinking might be pretty good is No Man's Sky. Have you seen this?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
it looks generated crazy, like, quadrillions of planets.
Yeah, and it looks like it's not... I'm getting kind of sick of craft-heavy games. I'd like to see a little bit more action. I've been playing, what the heck's the name of it? There's about two or three galactic crafting games out there right now, and I'm just bored to tears. I mean, there's just not enough going on, but No Man's Sky looks like it might have a little bit more action basis, and you're not mostly running around banging rocks together.
Yeah.
Which
I've
had about enough of that. I've had enough banging rocks together. So this looks like I'm going to have a galaxy to explore and blow some shit up.
So you've gotten over the caveman stand.
I'm pretty much over the
banging
caveman.
Rocks together.
Yeah.
Not just those world builders in general. They need to bring something fresh to the table at this point. We've had enough Minecrafts and Starbounds and Subnauticas and
And other stuffs and things. Yeah, I've had enough of that. I'm looking for some high adventure in space. High adventure.
Like a space pirate?
Yeah, I'd like to be a damn space pirate.
Kind of like Elite Dangerous.
Yeah, I've got that. I haven't played it yet.
You should play it.
It's pretty solid.
It is a solid game. Which is going to be around my topic, though. Not Elite Dangerous, because it's already out, but... So, we had LandFest this year between Christmas and New Year's, and I really kind of started really digging and drilling deep into my Oculus. And I've also picked up now the VR Gear, which is the Oculus version for the Samsung. And There's a game coming out. Well, maybe coming out. Cross figure there, one. It's called Bullet Train. It's a FPS.
Well, yeah, you're telling me about this and show me a nice picture.
It looks amazing. It's an Unreal Engine game. Graphics are sharp as heck. Speed looks good. I've only seen videos of it, and it's all very conceptual. It has hand tracking in it, though, because the new Oculus comes with the hand controllers as well. It also will work on, my understanding, it will work on the, HTC one? Vive, right?
Hive.
Yeah, so it's supposed to work on the Hive as well.
Hive?
H-I-V-E.
Vive. Yeah.
Whatever.
It's supposed
to Yeah, whatever. It's supposed to work on the HTC unit as well.
PAMN.
Yeah. But it's supposed to work on most of the major units, which is also a good idea. So it's cross-platform on that. It looks good. If it comes out, it should be a very good game. I have my doubts about that.
Oh, really?
Unfortunately, a lot of the VRware right now is still pretty vaporish. It can or can't materialize. Depends on the company. So we'll see. But I'm looking forward to that one. That looks like a good first-person shooter in virtual reality. There are already some first-person shooters out there, but that one really looks
good. I like that one where
good.
You play with... Oh, God. That doesn't sound good. Phrasing.
Yeah, phrasing.
You play with yourself as a co-pilot. That's pretty good, right?
No, because the co-pilot is sitting playing with himself. So you're playing.
It's better than playing with yourself.
With your dinghy.
Do you remember that? Travis showed me that game, and I got hooked on it for a while, where basically you are gunning down enemies, and it's an Oculus Rift game. And then after you die, you go back in, and there's you playing, and then you
time
get to
rifters.
Help yourself. Yes, Time Rifters, thank you.
Oh, that's a cool
that
concept.
That game is pretty freaking sweet.
That was one of the first, like, really early demos to the Oculus Rift 2. You can get it as, like, a regular game now. It's pretty fleshed out. It's on Steam and stuff.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited. I might have to pick that up
now. That's a cool concept.
But I remember playing the hell out of the demo on that thing. That thing is cool.
Yeah, it was very interesting.
All right.
Worth playing. All right, so... Those of you who are watching the video and notice that we're kind of staring off into space, this is a way more distracting world, isn't it?
There's too much going on here.
Yeah, there's a TV up in the corner.
We got Skype going over
here.
And
there's cameras just staring.
Yeah,
you know?
There's like three cameras on us right now, which is really
nerve-wracking,
yes, thank you.
I think is the term.
Well, something like
nerve-wracking is the term. Oh, man.
Disconcerting was what I was going to come up with, but... did you notice I needed to take a drink before I could actually...
Yeah, right?
I was like, wait.
Where the hell did mine go?
Over there.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, mine. You know how I know this is mine? It's empty.
Yeah.
So it was a bit disconcerting with all these cameras pointing at us. But,
yeah, it is a little creepy.
Yeah, just a touch. So I think we've kind of gone over that. Now that brings us to the next topic, though.
Yeah.
Because we're already in 2016.
Right. Well, I was going to do what we've been playing.
Yeah.
Yeah. What have we been playing? Travis?
Up until, 1 o'clock this morning, it had been a bunch of, Warframe, which JJ and Mikey had got me back into. It's one of the most popular free-to-play games out there. Basically, it's space ninjas. It's really hard to go wrong with ninjas in space. It's a very well-done game, very polished. And a lot of content to it. It's one of the best free-to-play games out there. But I had a Founders Pack for it, and then, I used to play a lot, but I kind of stopped playing because I kind of ran out of stuff to do. And recently I started getting back into that, but then I was using that to kind of buy time because, obviously, The Division came out today. As we're recording this, and I took off all day just to play it. There were a couple hours of server issues, but... Then I got on, and I have played about 10 to 12 hours today because it is a lot of fun, and I've been very much enjoying it. It was on my radar because they had a pretty big E3 presentation about it a couple of years ago, but then obviously it was delayed and things like that, so I kind of just forgot about it. And then I tried the open beta. I was like, okay, yeah, I'll give it a shot. And I liked it so much, it's one of the, I haven't made a day one purchase in forever. Like,
I don't usually, I wait to see your reviews and things like that. But I actually got my hands on the game. I played it for a weekend. Absolutely loved it, and I pre-ordered it. That's very rare for me. And not disappointed. I've definitely gotten 60 hours of entertainment out of it so far.
And took the day off of work just so you could play it, right?
Yeah. I mean, like, that's the American dream, is taking off of work to play video games. So.
You still showed up to a meeting, though. I was kind of saddened.
Yeah, and I helped somebody on the phone today, too. I was like, oh.
I did that on my day off, too. That sucks when you do that.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, man. I talked myself into a corner yesterday, and I was like, oh, man, I forgot I wasn't going to be in. And I said I would do something, so I did it. I felt guilty. So yeah, but I took most of the day off to play The Division, and I expect to be playing that a lot this week.
So you're playing the Long Division.
Oh,
yes.
God.
Sorry.
That joke's all around.
All right. All right, Larry, what have you been playing?
Donkey Kong Country. Donkey Kong Country.
That's right. That's what I've been playing lately. That's it.
And Tapper.
Yeah, you know, old school stuff.
So you just drove all the way out there to play the games that you basically play anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I really haven't been playing anything particularly new to speak of. So, sorry.
No, it's all right. Now, how about you?
You know, I've been busy with lots of other stuff, so...
Like drinking.
The Ren Faire.
The shows.
Yeah, the amazing Ren Faire.
Yeah, Larry's amazing Ren Faire.
Yeah, the Ren Faire.
That was... I was a mess during that. You know, 2 weeks and I still haven't really recovered.
Yeah, there are tales about that.
Yeah, there's a picture. It's pretty... I liked it.
It was a great picture, actually. You were very happy that
I was very pleased at your Ren Faire.
Well, I've been playing Ren Faire holes. How about that?
There you go.
Good enough. All right, so Matt, are you back attentive or?
Yeah.
Yeah. What have you been playing?
I've been playing a lot of Dragon Ninja Inquisition. And started playing Neverwinter again, just to see how it is. It's pretty fun. It's all right. It's free. and of course, I started playing The Division today. So
yeah,
and that's a lot of fun, and it looks really good.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful fucking game.
It's a good looking game.
Yeah, I was watching Jonah play earlier. It looked pretty good.
Yeah.
I still fired mine up. Sad to say.
All right.
I can say that I have installed Guild Wars 2, and set up an account and stuff so that I can start playing that.
You could start playing it. Will you start playing it is the question.
I think so. I mean, I set up my own character and everything.
I totally play with you. So play Guild Wars 2.
So, crazy, guys. So crazy.
Guild Wars 2 is also like the easiest MMO to play with your friends because it scales you down. Like, so say if, like, I'm a level 80 character, and you're level 5, and you're in a level 7 zone, it scales me down to, like, level 6. And I still get the regular XP or whatever.
Oh, okay. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So if you're a higher level than the zone is, so say if you're a level 28 in a level 23 zone, it scales you down to 23.
And it's free right now.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
And free is always free. Good.
I don't play, like, it's very hard for me to keep my... I play a lot of MMOs. It's hard for me to keep attention on an MMO. I have leveled multiple characters to 80 on Guild Wars 2 because it is a beautiful game to explore and it's a greatly designed MMORPG.
Yeah, from what I looked at it, it looked alright for the, you know, of course when you build a character and stuff like that, you're in for at least 2 hours when you start any kind of RPG kind of game. Because you gotta set your character up, you gotta go through the initial storyline. So you're in for 2 hours right away, so, you know. But what I saw, it looked pretty good. I just haven't gotten back to it.
Cool. All right, well, mine is, again, I'm kind of on an Oculus Rift theme tonight. I've been playing a bitchload of Ansar Wars 2.
What's that?
It's a, I won't call it, it's a spaceship simulator type game. You're basically series of levels. You're piloting a ship. Defending off, completing missions.
Like Elite?
No, not like Elite. Not really. It's pretty much a straight space shooter game, if you will.
Oh, I like that.
It, it plays so... I'm playing this on the Gear VR. But it's great because I'll sit in a chair that spins in 360, and a good game to play in a chair that spins 360 because you need to spin around to get things behind you.
That's pretty cool.
And basically, you're unlocking a series of levels. I'm up to like level 11 now. Each one's a mission. It's got a decent storyline, decent voice acting. The graphics are amazing. The latest update just gave 3D depth.
So wait, this is on a handheld then? Which one was this on?
This is on it's on. It'll run on your Gear VR with your Samsung phone. So it's
So this is really technically a handheld game.
Yeah, it really is, and it's.
Wow. Getting all of the decent storyline is a rare event.
It has a really good storyline. It's a story-driven game, starting from the very beginning when you're fighting against the Empire, and it's well done. And the voice acting is decent. Yeah, there's a lot of repetitiveness when you actually get into combat of them saying the same damn thing again and again. To be expected. It's on a phone, all right?
Why even have them say anything? I've never really understood that. Why bother? You don't...
No, they really don't.
Calling, hey.
Nothing but debris.
Hey, guy, who's shooting at me?
Right, yeah, no, I like this. Nothing but debris. Nothing but debris. No, it's enough already. I knew I blew it up, all right? But no, the game itself plays really well. I'm almost done with it. I'm coming to the final levels right now, actually. It plays extremely well. So.
Yeah.
And it was like a $6 game, so you couldn't go wrong.
That's pretty nice.
This is one thing I do like about, again, Samsung with their games. They tend to be in that $2 to $7 area.
Yeah, one of the things I found with like mobile games is some exorbitant prices on things. Did you know that? What is it? Metal Gear? Is it Metal Gear Rising? The one that's more action based?
Yeah. That's the side one with the happy slashy.
That sucker is $30 on Android. Why the hell would you do that?
I'm not paying $30 for a mobile game.
No, it's just not going to happen. I mean, it is a full game, I understand, but it's not selling that much on the PC. So why wouldn't I just run it on the PC?
Yeah, exactly. I'll get the PC version.
All right, maybe it's optimized enough so it'll actually run halfway decent, but still.
Doesn't matter.
You're not paying $30, even though it isn't. Metal Gear Acid. You ever play Metal Gear Acid?
Hell yeah. I was on... Oh, wait, no. I think I put... Yeah. Is that the handheld
Metal
one?
Metal Gear card game on the Vita. Or not on the Vita, on the regular PlayStation.
On the PSP, yes, I did play it, and I thought it was quite good.
So good.
Yeah. I knew that name, because I was desperate for any Metal Gear, and they actually provided pretty decent Metal Gear games on the PSP.
Yeah.
Nice beaver.
What?
Larry is... battling a beaver in Donkey Kong Country.
Okay, wow, okay.
It's a nice beaver.
That's worrisome.
It was appropriate.
All right.
Appropriate-ish.
Yeah, so I've been playing The Adventures of Van Helsing, which is an older game. It's been around for a while. Huh? Somebody was going to say something? Oh, okay. It's an action RPG, top-down, a lot like a Diablo type of game, but it's done really, really well. Storyline's a little, you know... boilerplate, but the mechanics of the game, it generally, you can tell it was made to be played with a controller, so play it with a gamepad if you're going to do it, but it was,
what's the name again?
The Adventures of Van Helsing. It's like the Incredible Adventures of Van Helsing, if you want to get real technical
with it. Not just the adventures, it's the...
The regular adventures of Van
The semi-passable adventures of Van Helsing.
The day-to-day dull bullshit that we all do, Adventures of Van Helsing.
Yeah, he basically goes, picks up some toothpaste, right, his wife yells at him for a little bit.
Yeah, run out and get feminine products for him.
Yeah, it's kind of rough. His kids are like... Don't go out, Daddy. Don't kill the undead. But it's got a bit of steampunk in it. It's got quite a bit of steampunk in it. It's got everything's thrown into the whole Van Helsing thing. But Van Helsing uses guns like a mother effer, which makes it epic.
Okay.
It's actually got two sequels. I heard the one sequel which came in the bundle. I bought it for a bundle for like $4. I heard the first one's really good. The second one I heard is so-so. Third and final chapter you don't get in the bundle, of course, because, you know, they want to sell that. But that one I heard wasn't as good, so I'll probably just stop at 2. But I'm probably going to finish this one. I've really taken to it. I like action RPGs, and I like loot fests. And
It's a good one for that, huh?
Yeah. It gets my Diablo 3 fix that I never really got from Diablo.
On Steam?
Yeah, it's on Steam. Right. I'm absolutely sure it's an Xbox One game. Yeah, I never really got it.
I like the action RPG.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah, that's fun. So I like that. I've been playing another one. I think it's called Kylie's Caves. I couldn't find it. But it's a side-scrolling, jumpy thing.
Yeah.
But it's got, you got guns. You know, nice little girl who runs through Kylie's Caves or something like that. But I'll post a link up for it. But it's actually really good. It's a very basic, you know, 16-bitty type of side-scroller. You generally consider it generic, but it's so well done I keep playing it.
It looked like we locked up on there then, but no, I didn't. No,
we're just locking up on our
end. The other end, yeah.
Yeah,
my internet is great.
Well, good.
You're so full of it. I've also been playing with Lincoln Logs.
What? Who's playing with poop? Why are we playing with poop?
Hey, there's nothing wrong with playing with your poop.
I did not volunteer to play with poop.
Just ask a monkey.
That's right. Monkeys are right. Monkeys.
Okay. You can not play with poop, but then you got to do math. Never say you can't play.
And that's the kind of parenting you get out of Larry.
That's right. Mm-hmm. All right, so I suppose we're at that point where we should take a break on the show.
Yeah, actually, we're pretty much done with the show because we're going to be, you know, while this is going on, we're going to be flashing in bits of gameplay.
Are we?
Do we have another topic?
No, that was it. Just two topics.
You want to talk a little bit about what we're going to be doing at MGC?
Yeah, we really should.
Give them that little bit of bonus content.
We really
content.
Should kind of get some bonus content. Let's start with what we're going to be doing the night of the VIG event for our MGC people.
Heck yeah.
Travis, what do you have planned for the VIG event?
So I'm thinking we do a Beer Olympics, and I think that's a great idea, because we have a lot of great drinking games that people should come and play and drink with us.
Because it involves beer.
Other than the prize of drinking, though, I don't believe we're allowed to give away a prize, though, are we?
No, we just get them drunk. That's perfectly fine.
It's a prize for everybody.
Thank you. Everybody wins when you're drinking.
Everybody wins.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's the participation prize, but it doesn't suck.
So the
everyone gets a ribbon, except instead of a ribbon,
it's a Pabst Blue ribbon.
Darn right. And if you're really good,
wait.
We got something special back here for you.
No, you're not getting on the emergency beer. Yes.
Am I really such a douche that it's predictable?
Yeah.
I do think we should.
We're gonna bring that. What?
We should bring the emergency beer and see who's interested in giving it a shot.
We should bring our own emergency room.
I'm thinking after you drink this, you're gonna want to go to the emergency room.
Yeah, bring a stomach pump with us.
All right. So what games are involved with beer?
We're gonna be offering Battle Shocks. Mario Kart Drunk and Driving, some Eurojack Pub Trivia, we got a couple of things that we're not quite sure we've decided on yet, but I'm sure we'll throw a couple of drinking games in the mix.
All right, Rob, what are you doing for the VIG night?
Not a damn thing. No, I'm just kidding.
You have something special.
I've got something that's coming in right now, and it looks like it's going to get together, and that's going to be, I'm going to have a consoleized Neo Geo. I picked up two controllers for it, which I have mostly got the parts to refurbish now. They're going to be really nice. Brand new ball on top. Going to be sexy. It's even bigger than the original.
Ooh.
Big balls. Big balls.
We like those big balls.
Right on our joystick. And so basically I've got a multi-cart and it's got about 130 games on it. Obviously some of them are repeats because it's a multi-cart, but I'm going to have that whole thing out there and you're going to actually be able to play it. Unlike so many systems there where the guys don't want to touch it.
Right.
Don't want you touching it.
So there's going to be some really good Neo Geo stuff out there. A lot of rarities that you would normally not be able to play.
Star Sprites.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a fun game. I dominated all the way to level 3.
Alright,
he's good at that kind of thing.
We will have some special things set up for our VIGs in the Oculus arena. We're going to be setting up Keep Talking, Nobody Explodes.
Yes.
If you have not played this game yet, this is freaking awesome. You have one guy wearing the goggles. He can see the bomb. The other players have the manual, and they've got to try to have him identify the bomb and then tell him how to defuse the bomb before the entire party blows up. So we'll have that running. We will have some really special stuff on the Oculus. Probably the VR arcade. Maybe some of the cover shooter stuff. We'll see.
Do the Pac-Man.
Should we do that night too?
Yeah, we should probably do the Pac-Man, where you get to be the ghost.
Yeah. It is. There was a really cool version of Pac-Man. Oh gosh, Pac-Man Versus. No, not Pac-Man Versus. Yeah,
it's Pac-Man. I've got it upstairs.
Yeah. For the GameCube, we've got a really cool setup where you can actually play it on a large screen with multiple controllers.
We had it running last year, if you remember.
Right. It was popular. It was packed pretty much the whole time.
Yeah, we will have that set up with a few special goodies on it this year as well. So we'll have that going, and there's going to be all the other stuff in the room will be playable as well. We'll have plenty to drink that night, needless to say, with Travis doing the Beer Olympics.
We are in the basement this year.
Yes.
So we've got a much bigger space to work with. It's going to be really nice. We're not going to be split up like we were last year.
And two doors, so you can actually get in and out of our room.
So those of you who don't know, MGC is the Midwest Gaming Classic. Please go look it up at MidwestGamingClassic.com. The VIG event is basically on Friday. You'll be able to get in and hang out with everybody before the show actually starts.
Before we mention this, Travis, are there still tickets available for the VIG event?
They are currently still on sale, yes.
Okay, good.
But there aren't many left.
Yeah,
so they
tend to sell out.
I'd say probably within the next week they're probably selling out.
Yeah, so if you have seen this show or seen this episode and are interested in that, I would go buy them immediately because they
it's pretty much worth it just to hang out with us.
Yeah.
It's a fucking fun.
I love this.
We're from one of the best rooms on
Friday. Yeah, just for that, just come to hang out with us. But
yeah,
no,
that's what I'm offering.
Like Travis said, you get to meet all the bigwigs who are there. You get to hang around with the vendors and see the vendor stuff.
They're having a lot more this year too. They're opening a lot more of the arcade hall stuff on Friday nights for people to play. Yeah. They're trying to throw in some more tournaments, so they're really trying to stay with the game, too.
Yeah, and if you're looking for rarities, you get to go in the vendor hall before anybody else does.
Which is genius.
Which is, like, freaking amazing. So if there's a specific thing you're trying to find, you get first crack at it while you're there.
And you'll get first crack at Larry before he's all worn out.
Yeah, yeah. Before the rest of the weekend, which is always goes downhill.
As Saturday afternoon, I'm done.
That's probably true. I got some pictures from last year.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty
all
nice.
Right. So at this point, I think we should take call it. Actually,
here we go.
Wait, here we go.
Yeah, we got the shout out.
Oh, we have a shout out.
We always do the shout
out. Yeah, I know
we do.
Do your shout out.
Our shout out this week is to the folks over at Brewing USA, Adam's Apple Games.
Okay, so I'm gonna hold this up so you guys can see this. It is now. Has they started shipping yet or not? We've got an advanced copy.
Yeah, we got an advanced copy.
All right.
Watch out, it opens sideways, which is really weird. I got it.
If you're in on this Kickstarter, we've talked about this game in the past.
Yeah, we interviewed them.
Yeah,
I think on more than one occasion now.
Only because the game is so bleeding good. So, this is the final product, or it looks like pretty close to the final product. Yeah. It is amazing.
Quality.
Yeah.
Look at that.
They went with the bottle caps like they said they would. Tell people where they can find Brewing USA at.
It's brewingusa.com, but I'm going to put I think it's on Adam's Apple site now, so I'm going to put a link down below for that particular site.
You know,
we might want to
change and maybe throw them on our ad area on our section.
I think we might have to hit that up.
They were a great interview and have a big thing.
They've been
so,
good supporters of the show.
Components of this kit are 107 ingredients card, 82 beer cards, 10 player helper cards, 16 game tiles, 32 cities, 105 bottle caps. So yeah, 105. That's a little weight to it. The packaging on this is really well. I mean, for a again for a Kickstart game, nice packaging. I mean, they really did a great job on this. There are six with five colors and 75 uncolored. One instruction manual, one score pen, and one action tracker.
Auction tracker.
Ages 21 plus. Now, I don't know about that 21 plus. Is it because it deals with beer? You think they did that? Because the game itself does not really involve drinking. You don't have to drink to play the game.
You don't have to drink to play the game.
Yeah, but it says ages 21 plus.
Probably a CYA. That's
about beer. They don't want their children.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that's a cover your ass move.
Unless you're here in Wisconsin.
Players 2 through 5. Play time's about 1 hour. Again, they did a great job on this. Looking good. For our Periscope audience as well, take a look at that.
And I will read the overview real quick. I'm just going to read the first part to get an idea. Brewing USA is a thematic Eurogame, in which players control a startup brewery at the inception of the craft beer revolution. Dang it. Players, that wasn't in the description. Players will need to collect key ingredients, launch a product line of liquid gold craft beer, and strategically compete for regional control across the nation. Yeah, sexy.
I'm good with that.
And it's a pretty quick game, as I recall.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
They were up at Game Hole demoing it there.
Yeah, they had a pretty good
power grid of beer.
They did.
Kinda.
I never
played the game, so
yeah.
I don't know what it actually plays like, but it sounds like power grid meets beer.
I think that's probably a good description, actually.
I can't believe that I've actually played Power Grid and knew what you're talking about. Impressive.
Power Grid is a great game.
It's a fantastic game. It's not a good game. It's a fantastic game.
No, it's a good game.
Larry forced me to play it against my will. And I liked it.
All right.
Okay.
All right, well, take us out, Rob. And, well, don't take us out yet.
Larry's a bit of a game rapist.
Are you really?
Game rapist.
That was completely inappropriate, and I apologize to all those who are...
Raped by games.
Yes.
That was very insensitive of you, Rob.
Oh, there goes another demographic. But we honestly lost people that were sensitive probably years ago.
Oh, yeah. No, actually,
here's the secular thing of demographics. We've lost some, but by offending some, we gain new ones, and sometimes we offend them, and then the old ones come back. It's the same old life. Yeah.
Does that make us the Trump of podcasts?
Barely.
Oh, like God. I am not.
At all.
Look, I'm not going with Cheeto Orange, okay? I am just not going with Cheeto Orange.
I can't say anything.
Podcasts? We're in one. We're doing one now. Are there other podcasts? Sure. Plenty of other podcasts. And we're doing one right now. We're in a podcast. It's a great podcast. Great podcast.
You'll see how great it'll be.
It's huge. It's huge.
That was beautiful. Thank you.
All you have to do is pick two themes and then talk about them for too long.
All right.
Rob, I'm so done.
Take us out.
I'm so taking us out. All right. Thank you very much for watching Guys, Games, and Beer. Woo, if you're still watching this one. I tell you, this wasn't necessarily short episode. The game playing in and out while you were watching this, if you're watching on YouTube, is The Division by Ubisoft, who, by the way, deserve your support just for being really, really nice about allowing people to use their footage in their videos instead of being...
Douchebags
like some other companies are.
I can say it.
So, any complaints you have about Ubi, well, at least they let you show their games. Yeah, did I say www.guysgamesandbeer.net? Well, you can check us out at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. You can also check us out on Facebook, where we give away free games, www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer. And constant, just crap we find all over the internet. We post, we talk, we laugh. It's a good time. You should really hang out with us on Facebook.
We occasionally cry. It's really not pretty, though. Continue.
Yeah, and Larry keeps posting naked pictures of himself.
I'm sensitive,
but...
damn it.
That's
true.
I'm the prettiest crier.
Only because your mascara runs.
All right. And where else can they find us?
Oh, they can find us on Twitter at Guys Games Beer. Don't forget, every Tuesday we're on Periscope.
That's right. And Periscope viewers right now, because tomorrow is Wednesday, because you're watching us live as we record Tuesday. Wednesdays I usually give away a game, and I have something lined up for tomorrow on the Twitter feed. Check our Twitter feed tomorrow for a freebie.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, those of you watching on YouTube, you missed it. It's already gone. Sorry.
Oh, that's really sad. Here on YouTube. By the way, www.youtube.com/guysgamesandbeer. Guys Games and Beer is on pretty much every podcast aggregator these days, including South America, all over the place.
To our South American audience.
Yes, and being piped out live, well, fake live, on radio stations out there for some reason. I don't even get that. But that's it. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, we're good with that.
Have a good week. See you guys next week when we talk about something really important.
Oh, it's kind of
totally don't have a topic.
Okay, good. All right.
See ya.
I got where the bob.